Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And Migas is back.
Hello.
And you love Bali.
Yep.
That's what it says on your shirt. I was just reading your shirt out too.
Nobody fucking told us half an hour ago.
Yeah. No, Bali's great. Love it.
Nice. Welcome good back, man. It hasn't been the same without you.
Been much better.
Dave the Pretty knows jack shit. He edits. He's over there as well. And Charlie, who fact checks any ridiculous claims we make, he's also here. You've probably arrived by accident, but stay for laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. I'm going to tell you guys, I attempted something on the weekend that I questionably has never been done before. I mean, I can't say it confidently, but I think there's a good chance it hasn't been done before. Goaty and I played in the century comp for cricket, which is like the 100 ball comp. We didn't play against each other, unfortunately. No. Well, probably luckily for Goaty.
you smoked him on the weekend.
But I played a game on Saturday at 11 a.m. I drove to footy, so for Aussie rules, for the mighty Alex Hills Bombers. That was at 2 p.m. And then cricket again at 5 p.m. So back and forth in between. So I went I think the first cricket game finished at 1:30 and I made it to footy by 2:10, which was good because it started at 2. So didn't get on for the first quarter, Goaty, which would surprise you.
That wasn't a planned substitution that either.
I literally got there and I was like, Guru, who's our coach? Do you want me to do anything? He was like, well, I mean, the first quarter's almost done, so probably just wait and start you on for the second quarter.
A few stretches.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, the actual like story is that was two parts of the story. A, when I woke up on Sunday, I was the sorest I've ever been in my life. Like I actually couldn't physically walk. It's pretty lucky we didn't make finals. I don't know that I would have functioned at all. Like getting one leg in front of the other was ambitious.
And then the third one as well.
Exactly. But the second part to this story. So I haven't, for some reason, we didn't train all week, Skin, for Aussie rules. We went down to Sydney on Tuesday.
I trained Thursday. Yeah, flat out doing something else.
I had an event on Thursday as well. So Tuesday, Thursday, unavailable to train, unfortunately. And so I've arrived at the game, obviously 8 minutes after it started. So no warm up or anything. Didn't get to kick the footy. And took a mark. My very first touch was a mark 30 meters out in front of goal, which generally is just like a, you know, most people are pretty excited about that. I took the mark, looked around for any person that I could hand off to, like, please
someone
let me handball.
Someone run past me, please.
At one point, an opposition player, he ran past me. I was like, maybe I'll give him a touch. He's more chance of kicking it. Because like, this is my first kick in 7 days. And so I've like resorted to the fact. And like, obviously my teammates, like, I mean, he's 30 out right in front. You don't really want to hand it off. So that's pretty much where you want to be. I had a kick that was the worst thing you've ever seen, kicking towards where all the crowd and supporters are. Someone yelled out, come on, Lee, let's get the chocolates.
That hurts massively.
As I was running in to kick it, it hit the side of my foot and went out on the full.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, that hurts.
I'd like to say that was surprising.
I think it's fantastic.
So, it was not my finest moment. Like, genuinely, people were laughing at me in the crowd, which is understandable. I was, like, sort of crying at me, so I didn't feel quite as humorous about the whole situation. Mm. But and then I came back and just kicked two unbelievable goals at the end. That's all I needed. Just
off
a
your left as well, I heard. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Hand passed them through. Yeah. Mingus, you had a story as well.
Yeah. Yesterday, I walked out of my house to get into my car, and I noticed on the bonnet was written amongst all the dust that my car has my car has collected.
Okay.
It was a good
start. Are you nervous for this story by any chance?
I'm nervous every time I sit down here.
Have you stand up?
Anyway, and it says disabled park, dickhead. Something else on the bonnet says like good park, but like someone's just blown up at me for parking in a disabled park.
Right.
And I park in this spot probably four times a week. It's not a disabled park. So it's literally, there's like lines just through the park, just stating that it's just not a park.
Yeah.
But there's so much construction going around my house that there's nowhere to park. So there's literally four in a row and the middle one, for whatever reason, you're not meant to be there. And so this person's just walked past and thought they were going to be a hero, probably post on their Instagram story, like, oh, look at this guy, like, oh, I've just shown him.
Yeah.
And the worst part is I'm looking at it, I look up, across the road, someone's obviously walked past and seen it. This guy's just looking at me, shaking his head.
Oh,
no, and so I'm genuinely, I'm going like, what do I even do here? Like,
I think you've got to fight that battle a little to a point, I reckon.
I got in my car and I went to the car wash. That was it. I was just, I went to look onto the local community group on Facebook to see if someone had posted a photo of my car. They hadn't.
So, at any stage, did you consider writing back to them? On your
own? Leave my car here.
Not a disabled park ticket. Oh, wait, this is my car.
Yeah. How sure are you?
I'm convinced. I'll take a photo and send it through and then,
What is it? There's just no sign there, obviously.
No. I actually don't know why it's not a car park. But yeah, like I said, there's four in a row and one of them just has, there's like a little bit of like a ramp in front of it so you can like ride your bike up. Well, Gody, I know what you're thinking. It's probably for a wheelchair. It's not. If there's a car park there, you can't get a wheelchair past it anyway. Also, there's a driveway right next to it that you just go up.
So what you're saying is it wasn't a park, but you shouldn't have parked there.
No.
But it's not a disabled park.
Yeah. There's also nothing past there apart from sand. So if you're in a wheelchair.
No, but you can't just make up your own rules.
No, it's not for a disabled park. I know what I've just made myself sound like. It's not.
I can't wait to get to the reaction.
I'm so glad you told that story.
The worst part is I was like, just don't say there's a ramp at the end. Just don't say that. Don't say that. And I just said it.
Okay, cool. So close.
It's not.
Okay. My mate that I went to school with has like one of his neighbors is handing out like these little business cards that say like you park like a dickhead with a checklist of all the different options. It's like you're over the lines. You're in the wrong spot. All that sort of stuff. And he's been putting it on his windscreen and like a lot for people that live on that street. But his problem is he's just parked in the spot he wants to park in. Like it's a perfectly legal spot to park. Yeah. The park is fine. It's just pulled over on the side of the road. But that guy wants that park because it's outside his house. So he's leaving all these business cards on their windshields.
People like that are sad.
How ridiculous.
You said that was your friend?
No. Sorry. My friend's on the receiving end of the business cards. Right.
Yeah, right. I was gonna say, what are you doing to us?
It's like, please,
ditch it up, bloke. No, that's strange. Very strange. Everyone, I didn't realize parking caused so much angst.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it does.
Should cause you some angst, but I guess we'll talk more about that later.
It caused me some angst, that's for sure. Anyway, let's start more lighthearted. Joke of the week. So many jokes left on the chalk line. One I need you to explain to me, though. This is from Anonymous. Well produced, but strange. Mm-hmm.
It was the best of shires. It was the worst of shire.
I don't have a great explanation other than I love the production. And I think this guy needs to be in charge of our jingles from now on.
What do you mean? Man, Mikas did great jobs of our jingles.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So wait, that's the start of The Lord of the Rings. So yeah. That's the style it's meant to be in.
Yes, yeah.
But it's a play on the fact it's Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, I was going to say, find out exactly what the source of that was.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd go.
Yeah, I think that's somehow better.
That is concerning. And then, thank you, obviously, though, for sending that in, Anon. That was excellent. And thank you also to Paul for sending this one in.
What's wrong with that?
No, who's this sound one in?
Paul.
This one.
Paul.
Yeah.
No.
Here you go.
Hi. What's the difference between a giraffe and a backhoe? One's got hydraulics, the other's got high bollocks.
Katie, come on.
That's no. pretty good. That's
come
good.
On, what?
Come on, goodness.
Well, no sat like that. Oh, certainly not a backer.
No. Or a giraffe.
Skin, take over, please.
Yeah, sure. Okay. We've also had some written ones sent in on the website. This one comes from Randy.
Mm-hmm. He's excited.
Okay. He says, my wife is always really negative. We went for a holiday last week and I remembered the car seat, the stroller and the diaper bag, and all she could talk about all day is how I forgot the baby.
It's funny.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, like okay, it. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. And can I also just make a note for anyone who's considering sending in a joke?
Yeah.
Everyone on the planet has sent in the 6.9 joke. So mm-hmm. you
yeah, don't, we've yeah. got it.
Yeah, holy heck, yeah. we've read that.
You don't need to add to that yeah. pile if that's yeah. okay.
No, but, we've got it. We'll use it. Yeah. There's plenty of options here.
Yeah. We'll surprise you when yeah. we use it. Yeah.
When we read out the list of people that sent in, it's going to be the full episode.
Yeah, so that's our second episode that week.
More people have literally sent that in than bought merch last week. But you can do that also. You can send in stuff on the chalk line
genius.
Or buy merch, and that's at blank, blank, blank. We got thechocolates.com.au, www, sorts itself out, yep. as we know, Skin.
Yeah, thanks to the DNS. We got another comment about that explaining, like, this bloke sent about, like, a full paragraph, a couple hundred words explaining what DNS is and how they work. We went into the detail of it. And then at the bottom, because it was on last week's episode, mm. if you haven't listened to that, go listen to it. At the bottom, he says, boobs, wow.
I did see that.
Just to make sure we were reading it.
Yeah. No, because I think. No,
just off the back. Yeah.
That Owen Wilson
thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Every time my husband sees my boobs, he says, wow.
That's right. Yeah. And we still got Cody's game that we need to get of guess the wow from each Owen Wilson.
That's going
to
be really hard.
Yeah. It is. That's fine. By the way, a joke of the week is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Thank you so much for that. Tucking into a couple of Arvo ales here, which are going down a treat. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I found, nice skin. It's all over the table. The other thing that I was treated to during the week, and I thought you would appreciate this, Cody. Remember when we were talking about the epidemic of reviews at the moment and how people are going like, really good, love it, great podcast, 2 stars, like, et cetera. We were getting that quite a bit. I've read this review. Worst podcast ever, 5 stars. Would not recommend it, wasting 1 hour every week listening to this. Like awesome 12:30 with a 5-star review. So he's just going the opposite. Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
The reverse Malachi. The sad thing is someone's going to read that and go, oh, this actually is shit. Like he's right, but like
it's 5 stars. So that's all you ask for. It's a 5-star review. We don't care what the comment says.
Yeah, I guess so.
We'll take it.
Happy to take it. All right. Well, on that theme, let's move on to social sins and wins. Give me 1 second.
Jingle me up.
Sins, but also wins. Let's look at this tonight. Is it a sin or a winner? Well, my hair's getting thinner. Might be love or strife in a social life.
See, how can you say that jingle production's not good?
It's beautiful. Your hair is certainly getting thinner too.
I think it's actually growing back.
Is it?
Nah.
Okay. Excellent. Just social sins and wins where we scour, I guess, the internet, social pages looking for stuff that's, I guess, either made us laugh, which is winning, or made us really angry at the world, you know, like Michael's parking.
Bad luck, Mikas.
Bad luck, mate. Nah, we're just joking, mate. Anyway, so, so social sins and wins. So the first one, a headline on CNN News, Trump, others blame wokeness, there's my favorite word again, for US women's defeat in the Football World Cup. That was just when did they get knocked out? Last week. And then Mike Mihalwood, who's a rugby league journalist, I'd say my favorite part of this take is that it somehow misses the extreme wokeness of the team that they lost to, where the winning penalty was scored by a married lesbian parent and the Rapinoe penalty was taken against an outspoken migrant anti-fascist. Yes. Yes, gotcha. It was the wokeness that caused the US to lose.
Gotcha. Who did they lose to?
I think it was Sweden.
Okay.
Could it have been the poor football skills?
Probably. I wouldn't say they're poor. Considerably better than us, Mitchell.
Oh, yes,
sure.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Poorer than Sweden.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right. I had my ones were from this was on Kim Kardashian West. I'm not sure who to give credit to, but made me laugh so much. Somehow in this crazy life, we found each other. This is from, it's literally Kim Kardashian, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, the photos with her sister.
It's photo with her sister. Like,
which one of them, though?
I don't know.
I don't really know either.
Frolicking in the Maldives or something. Looks quite nice, actually. Might be like Coochie Mardo Island or something. Hard to say.
Actually, I can see Mick as a shirt in the background there, actually.
Somehow in this crazy life, we found each other, right? And then Sweezy comments, having the same parents probably helped.
Oh, so
magnificent. I heard a couple others that are related to. You see Spencer Johnson, former. Well, I don't know. Has he been on? Has he been,
I think he's been a caller. I don't he's think been he's been caller. On.
Yeah. And some may know him. If you've listened to the podcast for a long time, you may know him from Triple Premiership in Adelaide that we haven't brought up.
I think
up
more
much.
Probably thinking more his Big Bash.
Right.
Big Bash. Say it twice. Big Bash exploits last year.
Yeah. Or the Triple Prem. Hard to say. Which 2016-17, I think that was in Adelaide.
Yeah, good. It's been a while since you've weaved that into an episode.
I should try and do it more.
Thanks.
But yeah, Spencer Johnson.
Fish and chip paper, mate.
He has genuinely just gone, he's just gone like from strength to strength and is now playing in the 100s in England and set a record, bowled 20 balls and one run. Scored three for one off 20 balls. So I thought a comment from Ben Stokes was quite funny where he said, is this fake? One run in 20 balls. Like just shocked by it. But then there was this that just got real weird. Some guy has decided to use the hashtag #oppose the 100. And then this bloke says, relax, my boy. It's a game of cricket, not the French Revolution. And also on the topic of defence, Matilda's girls. Unbelievable. They were outstanding. Really? I think everyone in Australia watched that except for maybe one that Goaty's got in a second, but that was amazing. Like we were at cricket watching like after our game
we literally ran off the field to watch the shootout.
Watched the shootout and everyone was like crammed into the clubhouse. Just, it was amazing. One of the great memories. Rory Flanagan has tweeted, the Honorary Minister for Defence of Australia, and it's a goalkeeper. Arnold, absolute guru.
How crazy was it that she like went and took a penalty and then had to go back to goalkeeping?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And how flattening would that have been after she missed
She missed her penalty. I would like, you're standing there trying to kick
that's proper roller coaster.
You'd be absolutely kicking yourself.
Well, and she saved that penalty, that last one.
Yeah.
And then they called it back because her feet were flying. And she's gone back to it again. Yeah. How good.
Quite nice of the opponent to kick it in the exact same spot.
Yeah. Do you go back to the well in that scenario? That,
like, I would have been going different. Yeah. We talked about this.
Speaking of that, the photo, there's no real comments to this from anyone in particular, but there's a photo circulating where like everyone on this plane was watching the Tillies except for one person who happened to be watching The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that was Anon that sent us that joke in.
Was it? Did he say that? Oh, yeah.
Great bloke.
A.non. All right, Skinner, I'm hoping for some threads here.
I've found a few. I've got a bit to work with. The first one comes from Reddit. Billy asks, what gives you butterflies every single time, no matter how many times you experience it? Uh-huh. And someone replies, buying caterpillars.
Oh, shit.
Way too low. I literally was thinking about, why is that so nerve-wracking? Yeah. Who buys caterpillars? Oh,
that's good.
Nice. Okay,
yep. Well, so there's that. And then off the back of Mix's story, a news article from the BBC, Ticketmaster makes huge step for disabled music fans. And Reese replied, surely a ramp would have been better.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, it's time for Name Storm, where we give the ordinary and extraordinary makeover. We'll name anything: cars, caravans, kids, potentially. Tonight, something incredibly weird. Mm-hmm. But here's the jingle first.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
We got an email from Blake. I'll read it out to you. Hey guys, wondering if you might be able to help. Recently, I've been struggling to find the appropriate terms to refer to a person's package without being A, ridiculously crude, or B, really boring. Whenever there is a story or situation that requires a reference to that piece of anatomy, I would like to have an array of names up my sleeve that I can slip into conversation. Oh. Poor choice of words.
Dangerous conversation.
Let me know if you can help. Now, of course, as I said at the top, we have said that we'll name anything.
Yeah.
This is not quite what we meant, I don't think. But
it's your fault. You opened the can of worms there.
That's true. We'll take it on. Now, I do get it, though. I kind of get what Blake's saying because myself, Migas and Skin, we did like a Bonds photo shoot recently. Remember that? Where we had to.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I remember it vividly, in fact. where we had to sort of get down to our jocks.
Reg Grundy's.
Yeah. Yeah. Skin kept his socks on, which was weird. But
is that weird? It was the middle of winter.
Was there any sock stuffing?
My feet were cold. Why did that draw so many comments?
Me and Mugas took our socks off and put them somewhere else. But,
just for the shoot.
Hoping that it might help.
Didn't.
But we genuinely, when we had to refer to it, it was kind of weird because you don't really want to say it like scientifically. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of need it to also be like a term. So yeah. I could understand. I'm all for a little bit of creativity in this side. So who's starting us, I think? Well, Mikas, normally you love this the most, so perhaps you should start.
All right, I've got Prince Albert Einstein.
Nice. Good.
Okay, that reminds me because for a while I was calling mine the jewelry box.
Oh. That's disappointing. That is disappointing.
Well, I was actually calling when it came to probably more the testicles, you might say. Yeah, I was actually on that similar theme. I was calling mine family jewel, the Caesars. Oh,
I'll keep going on that sort of theme. The Wolf of Ball Street.
The Wolf of Ball Street is what he says. It's quite funny.
That's why you're so shocked.
I don't know. I just wasn't expecting that.
All right. Let me rattle through a couple of names for more. The snag, you might say.
Yeah, sure.
I've got Peace Morgan, Gavin Gavin Wanganeen.
That's just his name.
I wonder if just got Wanganeen.
And Schlong John Silver.
Yeah, good. Excellent. Yeah.
But you could also do Long Don Silver.
I guess brother. You
go. All right. Well, I'll go. I've got Michael J. Cox.
Nice.
Willie Madison. And is it Willie that you're laughing at? And Will Penisimi Jocks. As in Will Penisini. From the
That is such a stretch.
And I don't mean the undies.
Or the Zard.
Okay. I had Penis the Menace. if you're an NFL man, the Phallus Cowboys.
Yep.
King Shlong versus Godzilla.
Oh, Jesus. Who's Godzilla?
I've got a few more to throw in. I've got Boris Pecker.
Yeah, nice.
Pecker's the funniest name.
Yeah. Shaft Punk.
And, oh, God.
And Slugless Jardine.
Okay.
All right, I've got a couple here. Go, Nobby Williams, Lil Wayne.
No, that was in the photo shoot.
I've got Bonedict Cumberbatch.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You could even,
how does that not work?
There's something you could weave into the last name there as well. But anyway, we'll keep going.
Oh, heavens.
I also want to throw the scientific one at you. Isaac Fluton.
Thank you, Vladimir Fluton, his brother.
Why does Vladimir keep coming into this show?
Vladimir always gets it. Also had Peace Witherspoon and Wangs of New York.
Okay. All right.
Oh, his skin's 48 to go.
I've got hundreds. We can be all right. The Big Wang Theory. Great TV show.
But I want this table.
Buckingham Phallus. Bit of a stretch. The Red Hot Willy Peckers.
That's not even a stretch. Yeah, that's good. That's elite.
Great, another great TV show, Dick and Morty. And the Cockness Monster.
Oh, beautiful.
I've got
Are you still going?
Yeah.
Keep going. Rattle
I've got my favorite ex Queensland Bulls cricket player, Andrew Chody. And I've got Elon's tusk.
That is sharp thinking.
What?
Okay. Oh, that's good. Did anyone have any more for the berries? Speaking of, I had Halle Berry's.
Yeah, good.
Emma Stone's.
Emma Stone's.
Sandra Bullock's.
Nice.
Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And a real tough one. Yeah. A real stretch, but go with me. Go Natalie Portman.
Oh my days. I had the scrot control.
I get it.
You do
don't
get
explain,
it.
I get it.
No, we got it. We got it.
Okay. I had Biggie Balls.
You're just saying two words then. That's what I get.
No, Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, I get that. No, I got it. No, you just said Big Balls. No.
And Jabba the Nuts.
Oh. I think it's enough.
Okay.
That's plenty. That's
I'm sure. Hopefully, Blake, we have given you a massive array.
I'm glad you said array.
Sorry.
Massive array, I guess. Yeah.
That could be a nickname for it too.
Yeah, what were our best there? If you do want to keep, I guess, your family jewel, your Caesars.
Yeah.
And your
Big Wang Theory.
And your Big Wang Theory sort of separate. You know what I actually do, Dan Gingas?
Mm.
Those bonds that we did have a photo taken.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever worn a comfier pair of jocks.
Of the total package.
Yeah, 100%. Wear them right now.
Yeah, they are outstanding. They do have a support pouch, you might say, mm-hmm. that separates the...
One from the other, shall we say.
The bangers from the mash.
Yes.
So do get around them. Hope that helps, Blake.
We are bad people.
Some of them just tickle you, hey. Just some of the
I think we'll keep that in.
That's not
fucking hell.
Guys, I wanted to get your opinion on what's the latest that's acceptable to do something. The scenario I'll give you is Skin actually watched me today. I posted our sister, Bryony, her Christmas present, which I bought for her for Christmas, but she lives in far north Queensland, posted it to her yesterday. And we're recording this in, August 14th?
The middle of August.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sure if it's arrived yet, but is that acceptable, do you think? Like, I mean, at least from my perspective, at least she's got it. But she also did ask me to post it in January, so.
No, it's poor form, it's poor behavior. Like, it's really simple. Like, it's your fucking sister.
Yeah, but I bought the present for her.
And I understand that. That's not like a thing, right? Like, you are meant to buy Christmas presents for each other.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to say no just because of how bad mine is.
Okay. Well, you've got one as well.
Yeah, I've got one.
That's fantastic.
You've been great today, so this will be good.
I still have Matt and Yana's wedding present. They got married 7 years ago. Yeah, so I've still got that. Right. I mean, it's just a card in cash. And I don't know where it is, but I know that I still have it in my presence.
Somewhere in your house.
Okay. If it's a card in cash, the cash has probably been eating my moss.
Genuinely. Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, it was in pennies. That
Okay, that's quite late.
Yep. That's what I do. That's worse than mine.
Yeah, I don't think that's acceptable either.
I don't think they're getting it.
I think you may as well spend that.
Yeah.
Oh, happens to the best of them.
I'll keep that $20.
It happened to us last week as well. We were quite late for a
a flight, which has never happened to me before. I've always running late, pretty late for flights, but never this bad.
I've missed three flights in my life. Okay, that was the
that
third.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And on each occasion, it's like just a genuine donation to the school. So you always go up and like try and plead your case. You're like, oh, but there was cars on the road. And stuff. like the airline's just like, yeah, sweet.
Why would they be there?
Do you want another ticket? And you have to just say, well, yes, because I need to be at this thing. And yeah, we managed to do it again together last week.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, in Sydney. Flew down for the Inspired Unemployed premiere of the TV show, which was lovely. Great event. Probably too good of an event, as it turns out. We stayed for too long.
Yep.
Stayed for too long. We also we had some issues before that in that we were always trying to sort of throw up that do we hire a car or just Uber type of situation. We looked up hiring a car and we're like, oh, that's way cheaper. Sweet. And then we went up, but we waited in line for probably half an hour.
Yeah.
To get to the great people at Insert Car Company here. Mm-hmm. And then
Avis slash
New World. Hertz slash 50 slash
660. Wonderful.
They actually were called Hertz, which we should have known. We were in for some. They put us in the Hertz locker, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so we finally sort of got to the front and showed her hey, we want this car. It says it's available. And she said, nah, it's not. But we do
that's
have
good.
We do have an electric car for you for pretty much double the price. And we were like, oh, but you're losing money not getting it.
We really should have backed out at that stage.
Yeah, at that stage, we probably just need to say this
but
is a dumb
you
idea.
You guys can't handle confrontation. No, that's the issue.
So and also, we'd invested half an hour into waiting.
Yeah, we'd been there for half an hour. We're like, we're not throwing it away. And I can't make decisions like that under pressure. We need to plan these things weeks out.
Oh, my God. she was staring at us. I was going to say so silent. She's like, finish your story. Honestly, it drives me fucking insane. Listen to Jeremy's work. Before the Albert trip, a month ago, so just or we might do some driving around there. Just get a car. Yeah. Good idea. We get there. Oh, Uber's cost $168. We should hire a car. So, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
Well, we learnt from that.
Exactly.
And we
did the exact same thing.
Obviously. Yeah.
But things kept getting weirder. So it was nice and simple, that Albert trip. It was nice and simple in Melbourne because you hire a car there and you walk out the door and there's your car. No problems.
And a wonderful car we had in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
Brilliant. Yeah. You know.
It wasn't electric.
We wound down the air conditioning.
Yeah. Whereas we're in Sydney. Sorry, took me a moment. Whereas we were in Sydney the other day.
They actually paid us to take that car.
So we were trying to hire a car to save money and time. It cost us more money. And then they told us that there's a half hour transfer over to wherever you pick up the car from, which was news to us. So that was great. So we walk out the front where there's
that would have been nice to factor into.
That would have been nice to know, yeah. So we walk out the front and there's a massive line of people there waiting for buses
shuttle.
Yeah, to get over to the car company. First bus rocks up and no one moves. So we just assume they must be waiting for another bus to get to the other car company. So we just walk in front of all these people, hop on the bus and then realize they start moving. And we're just cut in line in front of 50 people. So that was not great.
If we had had a bonnet, they would have written on it.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by three horrendous blokes.
So we realized in time, ran to the back, got on the next bus, and then that bus was absolutely packed and it just became an absolute shambles. People wanted to get they were trying to get to Qantas, but they could have walked, but they've decided to catch the bus. The bus was too full, so they didn't stop at Qantas, and then so they've missed their stop, and so this guy's had to go through a construction site to do a U-turn to try and get them back to their flight. Crash the bus.
No.
Anyway,
that's not your fault.
So, the whole trip was off to a terrible start. We finally get our hands on this electric car, and Lethal, what do you decide to do with it?
Well, I drove it exceptionally well until it came to the part of parking it underneath the hotel that we were staying at. And I got nervous about parking, and in this weird electric car, it's sort of like getting into gear was very strange. Had to knock it up a certain amount of to sort of knock the gear stick up a certain amount of times to get it into reverse or drive. I thought I was in reverse, I was in drive, and I plowed it into a little pillar.
Yeah,
just didn't do any damage. It was fine. It just sort of scraped the tire. You know how you scrape
the
hubcap sometimes.
Yeah, you know how you always do that.
No. Just the rubber part.
The hubcap or the rubber part?
Rubber part. So it was fine. It was literally play on, but skin was sitting there what are you doing?
Fair.
Yeah. And that's understandable, yeah. So,
which was fine. So
it was to the point where Mikas and I were looking up tyres like at like 7 p.m. at night.
Yeah, so, I was not. Oh, sorry, you were looking up tyres.
Well, because somehow I felt responsible like to try and get you pair of this fucking scenario, even though I was 900 kilometres away.
Yeah. Anyway, so appreciate lucky you didn't help. Make us do that in the morning because as it turned out, we were still late. Yeah. I woke up and was like, Skim, we got to go. Like he was in the room next to me. And he said he set his alarm for 6 and this was at 7:15. So we were going well already.
Yeah, I was struggling. I had alarms every 5 minutes for an hour and 15, never managed to sleep through every single one of them. So that was good.
Then they told us like you need to make sure that you've recharged the electric car. So
you refuel, like you've got to refuel a high car.
You know how you refuel a high car, but putting fuel in a car ride is pretty easy.
Yeah,
for most people. But like we've worked that out. It takes a minute or two.
And
it takes a couple of minutes max. We genuinely spent 40 minutes trying to work out how to do it, and then once we finally got it, we're like, oh sweet, that's a win. We're still killing it for time, and then we sat there for 3 minutes. We're like. It's gone up 1%.
Oh, my.
We're sort of sitting there like, this is getting quite bad. Like, we need this to get to, like, 90%. Otherwise, we're in strife. And it was genuinely like the bloke that was sitting next to us had been there for, I think, an hour and a half, he said, trying to charge his car. So we were, like, at this point going, we're in some considerable strife. Mm-hmm. And then we got to, like, the point where we finally got to drive the car.
Yeah.
And
I don't even think we got to 90%. We just gave up.
No, we gave up at 86.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we missed our flight. Didn't charge it enough.
Ooh. Yeah. So we still ended up paying money for that.
Yeah. Do they charge you? Because with a petrol car, it's
same thing. So they had to top it up. So we would have got charged for that. We haven't even looked at the bank. That's actually concerning.
You're going
to
get a phone call from Gavin. Like, so what the fuck are you idiots doing?
Concerning. And then I've typed in the international airport car return instead of the domestic car return. That this is probably at about like 5 to 9 and our flight's at 9:35. So we genuinely walked in the airport at 9:38 and I was like, oh, every flight's been delayed recently. We'll be fine.
Not
departed.
Departed.
There it is.
We didn't even bother going
we
to
We literally
ask
didn't even go to the gate. We just like, oh, well, that's gone.
Ticket. Yeah. I just don't get how it happens. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah. Oh, well, if you ever do work it out, let us know.
Well, I said in our group chat, I said it to Daddy and I, that the great news is that we're going to be now on every trip because otherwise, like, nothing's going to get done properly from now on, I feel.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Someone's got to come supervise.
So you two can go do all the things and the mix and the mingle. Mikas and I will sit in the hotel room and get room service, but... Yeah, but someone needs to actually physically like drive you to places so you get there somewhere within half an hour on time. So
sounds like a plan.
What about though, Gertie? It did actually open up. Like when we finally got on the flight home, I got one of the greats because Skin was spitting it. Like obviously, you know, Skin. He's we were late, but he doesn't like spending money. And so
I do know that.
Exactly. So he was pretty upset. But I just cracked him with an absolute great.
Did you?
Yeah. So we're sitting there like not speaking to each other. Just like angry ass and also hungover, which didn't help.
Yeah.
And then I looked over and in the emergency row, there's a pilot sitting there. And I was like, Skin, that's an unbelievable effort for that bloke to fly the plane for me.
God, he's got long legs.
Skin just sitting there like,
long legs.
Oh my God.
Long legs. It is
pressing the accelerator brake clutch.
Yeah, from there.
I think a plane might have a slightly different setup.
I wouldn't have thought so. What do you reckon would be harder, the plane or the electric car park?
Oh, genuinely, the electric car. We had no chance of parking that.
That thing was genuinely, have you driven an electric car?
No, I don't think so.
They are incredibly hard to work out.
But they're also wonderful people and we should continue just to support them.
We couldn't have been happier driving out.
When we got on the road.
When we got a movie. Game tonight is Google Feud. It's wonderful to look at what people are asking Google, and we play Google Feud as a way of doing this.
This is a banger of a jingle, too, actually.
Yeah,
we're playing Google Feud. Come on, choose a category or two. I'm going to tell you what to do. Yeah, playing it is cool. I will soon tell you all the rules, and you can play along with the crew. Yeah, we're playing Google Feud.
You got to stop singing, okay? Gave me a little giggle that because
every time.
Every time. Good, isn't it? Nice. If you've seen Family Feud, it's very similar.
Except we suck at it.
Except we're terrible at it. I mean, I'm the driver.
A few better contestants wouldn't go astray.
Cody, Skid, and Migas take turns in trying to finish this search, and points are awarded based on how common their search term is in the eyes of Google. And I think Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he does know how to score this, which is great. how do you get...
Okay, rich.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, you'd think it was nice, but everyone's a different area.
Yeah.
How do you get fit?
Oh, well done, Skin.
What?
What the fuck?
What do these people want?
You'll see in a second. There's a very common theme.
Shit.
Oh, I know what it is.
Females.
Oh, God.
Is one of them erect?
No. How do you get monkeypox, pink eye, ringworm, a UTI, strep throat, bed bugs, mono? What? Shingles.
Okay, sorry.
Pneumonia.
Why would you want any of these things? Shouldn't the question be how to not get
how to avoid getting?
Oh, you guys hum at this game.
Yeah. Enough we do.
I fucking hate this segment. It's a pee of a thing.
That's great. Okay, no, do fish ever
sleep? Yeah. Sometimes like breathe or something like that. Breathe.
Do fish ever breathe? Good guess.
I reckon Mikas is up there.
What?
Sleep.
9,000 points.
So, oh, God.
Go on, Skin.
Swim backwards.
Nah.
Is one of them drown?
I reckon drink water. Well, even though I already got it. But
do fish ever get thirsty was the top answer. Do fish ever stop swimming? Do fish ever get bored? Do fish ever stop growing?
One of us is bored.
Yeah.
Four of us are bored.
This is good. Dennis.
Did you say Dennis or Penis?
Dennis the Bettis.
Which way are we going here?
Dennis. And
yeah, it's probably Mix's turn to start, isn't it?
No, unless you want to start.
Well, I'd love to say the Menace.
I'll probably know. I've got nothing else.
Dennis the Menace is for 6,000 points. Oh, without Skin.
Okay, so you can still.
Good stuff. Yeah. Migas?
Oh. Dennis. Who's someone famous with the name Dennis? I don't know. I know that's the game.
Genghis has got it.
Yeah, I just don't know which one to go. I'm going to get Dennis Hopper.
Nicely done, Genghis. 8,000 points.
Wow.
Lily.
That was my other one.
Mm. I think Google's bigger than Australian cricket. Dennis Rodman, 10,000 points. That's the top answer. Nice. That's pretty much all they've given us.
Who won? Who cares?
Did anyone win? Have we got a clue?
I don't even know if we've played enough.
That will still everyone stay got one point.
Yeah. I'll do one more round for
let's
you.
Go. Yeah, nice.
Can a dog be? What the fuck? This is pretty strange.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. There goes.
Can a dog be vegan?
Nicely done. Oh, 4,000 points for Kingus. Go on. Can a dog be?
Like ridden like a horse. I don't know. That's what actually... else do dogs do?
Nah.
What the fuck?
Oh, God.
Can a dog...
Remember that people are actually asking Google this, which is concerning.
Yeah, that's the concerning part.
Can a dog be autistic?
Nice.
Oh, wow. Okay, that 8, makes sense.
8,000 points. Very good.
I have to say, I think we have had that one before.
Nah.
No.
Really?
Otherwise, you would have got the top one. It's pretty obvious.
What is it?
Can a dog be gay? Oh, yeah. Well done. I think Goaty wins that, doesn't he, Dave?
No one does. No one's a fucking winner.
Mikas wins.
What?
Wow. Holy heck. Oh, Mikas, okay. Very, very well done. That is outstanding by you.
Beautiful. And thanks. We are wrapping up this episode with a Get Fat.
Am I ever gonna see your face again?
No way, get fat, fuck off!
Am I ever gonna see your face again?
No way, get fat, fuck off!
Because we've already had a few tweets and things along the way in that social sins and wins. It is the fact. Lighters were invented before matches.
Hmm.
Which I was surprised by. At least the current sort of
Friction
matches that sort of got accepted by the masses. The first lighter was invented in 1823 by a German chemist named Johann Wolfgang de Bruyne.
Not Johann Wolf Wang?
No, that wasn't. And then the first successful friction match was invented in 1826 by John Walker. So there you go.
And fantastic at making whiskey as well.
Mm. And when was... Johnny Walker, yeah, nice.
Gotcha.
When was the first successful Tinder match?
Mm. And when was your last successful cricket match?
I don't don't know the answer to either of those. Although, can I say, in my research for Social Sins and Wins, I saw someone who wanted to name their baby Tinder Lee because her and her partner met on Tinder.
But why the Lee part?
I don't know. Just make it a name instead of an app, I guess.
Weird if you call it just Tinder. Man. Come on.
Oh, but Tinder Lee's fine.
It's actually quite Tinder nice.
Great.
Sounds like a suburb.
Yeah.
Is it Tinder Lee here?
Yeah, it's in the Western suburbs.
Genuinely.
Tinder Lee.
Rightio, that's another week of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. So get in touch. You can do that via our socials at We Got The Chocolates on all the platforms that you use. And in our social bios, you'll find a link tree which has discount codes for LSKD, Better Beer merch. They're both 15% off at the moment for all Chockie listeners. And also our own merch is 10% off if you go to the website and find the Chockies.
Mad. Yes.
Beautiful. And while you're on the website looking for the Chockies, feel free to contribute to the show as well on the Chock line. You can record a voice message if you'd like to hear yourself on a future episode, or if that's not your preference, just write into us as well.
Beautiful. Keep the ratings and reviews coming, and they can be either good comment. Just keep in good comment, good stars. Mainly the good stars, though. But the good funny comments are good as well. We'll read them out, maybe, if we're feeling lucky.
Perfect. Remember that if you're out and having a mate,
having a mate with your laugh. No, that was an earlier segment.
Having a laugh with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We will speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps.
Love you.
Love you.
Love Barley.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.